Yes, thank you, y'all.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Cheers. Nice one. All right. Welcome to Kawhi's Soapbox Live.
All right, we're here. There we go. Interface. All right. Here we are.
Right. Yeah.
We got a call from Carlos, so Carlos isn't going to be here.
So
we're flying on the seat of our pants here. Yeah. This is Dove, and we got Eric.
Yeah, I guess I'll be trying to run this show. I wish Carlos was here, but whatever. I guess we'll do it by ourselves.
First, we got to tell you that this KKCR program is made possible by listeners like you in partnership with Kauai Canvas and Island Metals.
Kauai Canvas, professional gallery quality giclée canvas printing and digital image capture now available on Kauai. Managing print flow, stretching, and even crating. More information at 212-6971 or online at kauaicanvas.com. Kauai Canvas. Stretch your imagination.
Island Metals, Kauai's one-stop shop for all things metal roofing and siding. Manufacturing custom orders to your exact specifications in just 1 to 2 days. Right here on Kauai. Contractors and homeowners welcome. More information at 246-4600, online at islandmetals.com, or at our shop in Honolulu. At All Island Metals, we have you covered.
The views and opinions expressed during this program are those of the speaker and do not necessarily represent those of KKCR, its board of directors, staff, volunteers, or underwriters.
Mahalo for supporting Kauai Community Radio, and yes, Kauai Soapbox coming up. We're going to start off with one quick tune. I just found this on vinyl, so I got to play this here. Vinyl, found out what's going on. One of the more political albums of all time, I would say. How you doing, Eric?
Great thanks song to start here. The show off.
Yeah, thanks for being here.
Yeah, well, I'm feeling great. It's another great, beautiful day on the island of Kauai, and we're doing Kauai Soapbox Live, and it is up to you, caller. That's what the show's been about lately. We're not trying to bring in our own subjects and kind of press you with our ideas. We want you to tell us what to talk about. So if you want to call in and talk about something, what's on your mind, 808-826-7771. Call in. We want to hear from you. But if we don't hear from you, then we're just going to be talking and playing music. So I don't know. I think we're pretty boring compared to what you guys got to talk about. So let's hear it. But anyways,
826-7771. Anybody want to call and get this going? I was looking online and something about a plane, a low-flying plane flying over the ocean yesterday evening around sunset time. That's right. I'm doing phones over here, right?
All right. Ready to go on the air?
Okay.
Here we go. Hello. You are on the air.
Hello.
Aloha. Welcome to Kauai Soapbox Live.
Hello. You're on the air.
Okay, hey, thanks. Can we talk about the mayor's race?
Yeah, as much as you want to talk about. Go ahead.
Well, the gentleman that's running, you see the signs all over the North Shore for Barca?
Uh-huh.
That's running. I guess he's got a lot of supporters. I recently just read a book I got at the library that pinpointed him as a guy that went around the North Shore of Oahu just assaulting people. The
assaulting
author
people.
Who wrote the book called Welcome to Paradise, Now Go to Hell, that's the name of the book. It's about this subculture on the North Shore of Oahu that basically acts as just a gang of thugs that are maybe in like mafiosos, the author referred them to. And they basically just terrorize innocent people. And even the author said that Barca had choked him out, the guy that wrote the book. So this man that's running for our mayor apparently is just a bully and a thug that will choke people out and uses intimidation.
I don't know. It's kind of hard to just say that from one person's perspective in a book,
Other people have told me they've heard these stories, too, and there's stories apparently on the Internet about him. You know, just, you know, maybe it's kind of that culture he grew up. Maybe he outgrew that.
Well, you know, surfers kind of can tend to be a little aggressive when they're protecting their spots.
Yeah,
and
but
I know,
we're talking about a mayor, a man who wants to be a mayor and set an example for our children, and already bullying is a problem. So here's a man who seems to be a whole modus operandi is to, if you're mean and big enough, you can take control and push other people around.
Yeah.
And I think that's a terrible example for young children. And I tried to get information on the man's education, and as far as I know and what I read in the paper, he doesn't even have a college degree, so you're going to put a man in office that running like a $100 million corporation that doesn't know what the hell he's doing and has no college education.
Well, you
so
know, I can tell you that he's supposed to represent the people, and I can tell you most of the people on this island don't have a college degree.
Yeah, but
so
the point is that you need to be able to run a corporation in a way that's fiscally responsible and understand civics and how the whole system works.
So you
and
physics,
maybe he's a good learner. I don't know. I'm just putting this out there. I haven't met the man. I'd love him to come on, and I'd like the question to ask him if he's assaulted anybody or what his education level is that would require, you know, that would make him eligible to be our mayor and run a big corporation.
From what I met from him in a jiu-jitsu competition, and he was very nice. You know, even though we were on opposing teams.
So he didn't choke you out, man.
No, he beat me by points, but he was still a great guy. He was never angry or aggressive. He was very respectful, and, you know, that was a long time ago, but...
You had a positive experience, but the man who wrote this whole book, and there's pictures of him in this book, who said he was choked out and he's assaulted all these other... And he goes into depth about this whole North Shore of Oahu surf and the big waves culture where anything goes and there's no real protection, because it's like if you say something, then you get choked out again, or if you're a surfer, you don't get to compete.
I know it is very brutal on the North Shore of Oahu, as in other surf spots.
Well, he was a part of that, and we need to, like, ask him about that, because do you really want a bully and a thug to be our mayor? But then again, maybe it's better than having a gas thief and a liar like Mayor Carvalho,
who lies,
and then he won't tell the truth. And here's one other thing is, why is it somebody calling Carvalho on this whole issue that when he took the fifth as a public representative, that disallowed him to hold public office? And nobody's even calling him on that. Mr. Lewis, who writes a column in the paper, who wrote all about this, that the mayor, as soon as he took the Fifth Amendment, is no longer qualified to run for mayor or be our mayor. But nobody on this island has the kahunas to stand up and call him on it, because everybody is intimidated. Or either they like him and want to see him no matter what he's done, even if he stole a bunch of gas or, you know, whatever he's stolen, you know.
So
it's really kind of, we get, you know, to me, I'm looking at it, you get a choice between a thief and a liar and a man who has no balls to tell the truth, Mayor Carvalho, and a man that's potentially a thug and unintelligent.
Okay, so,
that's what I said. That's my opinion and from what I have heard and understood. So I'm just throwing that out there. Maybe somebody else would like to speak on that.
All right, well, we do have another caller waiting to get on the air, but we appreciate you for calling in and starting the show off.
If Barker's out there, have him call in. I'd like to talk to him and ask him personally, have you ever assaulted anybody off the court? Have you ever choked anybody out, attacked anybody in any way that would be considered by the police assault? And are you going to stand up for the rule of law if you get elected? Are you going to make sure that the law is followed? Or are you going to make up your own laws like they do on the North Shore? That's what I want to know.
Thank you for your call.
Well, Loa, thank you for your call.
Hello.
Loa, Quiet Soapbox Live.
Hello. Thanks. Hey, that was an interesting conversation, and thanks for getting me on the air, because I do have a couple wonderful answers to his concerns. But first, my name's Terry Lilly. I'm a marine biologist, and I'm the one doing the coral disease cyanobacterial studies up and down the coastline.
Nice. All right. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, and I've got some really important news that is world-class news that I'm sure Dustin Barca would love to hear about. And I'll get into that in just a second about this cyanobacterial bloom we have.
Nice.
And how I just got done doing this underwater survey of Hanalei Bay, and some of the big two-ton corals are being vibrated off the reef right now, falling onto the seafloor, and I just took high-def video of it. Hanalei Reef right now, the surf spot is changing forever, and I'll get into that in just a second. But for your last caller, really quick, the Carvalho deal about him pleading the fifth actually was presented to the state attorney's office and the U.S. attorney, and they're reviewing that right now under state and federal law for action on that. So just so the caller can understand that there are people, including myself here on Kauai, that have that issue in the top level in the U.S. and or state and federal governments right now.
So actions were taken.
Yeah. So that is being taken care of at the top levels legally, because Mayor Carvalho did violate state law, and that needs to be enforced at a top state and federal level, and that's in the hands of these big-time U.S. attorneys right at this very moment. But right now, just a really quick fact. We've had this cyanobacterial bloom that's really scared a lot of people along our coastline. Now, the other fact is that well over a million corals have died along the north shore of Kauai in the last year alone due to a cyanobacterial infection. It's the biggest die-off of any coral reef anywhere in the world, and I've fully documented that with the USGS, University of Hawaii, and NOAA. But now, having a cyanobacterial bloom in the water column where it comes in contact to people is very, very, very disturbing and very concerning. And this is something that should be a real high priority of the DOH and all the health officials right now at monitoring the situation and finding out why it's happening. So that's one thing that's extremely important, I think, that people need to know along the north shore of Oahu. Number two is we have our RIMPAC exercises. We've been doing and highly educational with PhD detailed study on the effect of the Navy's microwave radar towers and how that is directly killing the corals along the north shore of Kauai by dissolving the coral structure.
Radio towers.
We have over 14 on the Kalalau coastline of high-tech microwave radar towers that are beaming 30,000 watts of microwave out into the ocean and onto the reefs 24/7. It's the largest amount of microwave transmission anywhere in the world is the north shore of Kauai here. I'm going to be on, just so you folks know how real this is, on another radio station in Honolulu. I'm interviewing two of our gubernatorial representatives running for election on this very issue. I've also been in contact a lot with the military commanders and Tulsi Gabbard, and we have a major world-class disaster going on. Anyone can contact me and go over it. A lot of people are on my Facebook list, and I'm taking the editor of the Garden Island Times on Thursday in person, Bill, out to Tunnels Reef to show them in person snorkeling this massive damage to our reef from these microwave towers that are along the Kalaau coastline that are being stepped up in microwave for the use of war games.
And this is Terry Lilly?
Yes.
No offense, we had another caller that asked what your credentials were as a marine biologist.
Oh, yeah, that's actually wonderful. First of all, I have a degree in biological sciences. When I graduated from Cal Poly University, they didn't have a sub-degree in marine biology. They called it my concentration. Now, since that point in time, I have over 60,000 hours in the water worldwide studying marine ecosystems. I've been a professional witness from federal court, state court, all the way to the U.S. Congress on marine ecosystems. If anyone would like, they can send me an email at underwater2web@gmail.com. So underwater2web@gmail.com. I put together for the media, I've done over 300 media shows from CNN News to the local TV to all front cover of the LA Times. All of them had to vet me, and I had to show my background credentials, which satisfied the U.S. Congress, the U.S. Attorney, and the federal court. So if anyone wants to email, we already have this stuff already put together to send out to anyone. So
right.
let me just take
Thank you very much for that, Terry.
Yeah, because that's really important, because there's a lot of money by the U.S. military and the GMO companies, and there's a lot of people that are getting paid to mudsling against me, Dustin Barca, and other people. So we have to keep that in mind. What we're showing here, what I'm showing here scientifically every day with video that has never once been challenged. Okay. My coral studies were documented in public reports by the USGS Infectious Disease Department, NOAA, University of Hawaii, Scripps Institute, and about 20 other institutions. So
do you have any of those videos online, by the way?
99 of them.
99. Where could those be found?
Same thing. On YouTube, Underwater2Web, under YouTube, on my Facebook at Underwater2Web. And just so you know, that there's been over 1 million people that have reviewed the Kauai coral disease information that I've put out there. We have about 60,000 people daily worldwide that review this scientific information. So we've got beyond the slander and all the junk here from Kauai. 99% of my work is reviewed out of Washington, D.C., worldwide, all the way to the United Nations.
Do you believe that the cyano bloom is connected with the radio towers?
No. Not necessarily. Not necessarily.
Completely separate.
Well, no.
They're both attacking the reef, but they're separate matters.
Well, we definitely don't know, because I'm going to tell you, put it this way, I'm based solely on a fact, okay?
Uh-huh.
I don't try to think things through other than going out and proving them day by day. I work on proof alone. This cyanobacterial bloom that we have in the ocean here now is unprecedented. It almost never happens in the ocean. It happens in polluted inland waterways. Go to the U.S. Health Department webpage and Google cyanobacteria. So I have been, and so has everybody else on the planet, bamboozled as to what the hell is going on here with this cyanobacterial bloom in our ocean water column. Now, what we do know for fact, that the cyanobacteria killing the coral on the north shore of Kauai is the largest outbreak of this disease anywhere in the world known at this point in time. The USGS head of infectious disease department, Dr. Terry Work, and I did the studies out here, and he declared the north shore of Kauai over a year ago an epidemic for this infectious disease. This is fact. We have the DNA, thousands of coral samples. UH is even growing the stuff at Coconut Island in their labs. So these are facts we can present to anyone. We're way beyond that at this point in time. Okay, what's causing the coral disease and the cyanobacterial blooms and the coral disease to take hold on the north shore of Kauai? We already know. We know that the corals on the north shore of Hawaii have lost their immune system. much like people that get AIDS. We know that for a fact because we've done 1,200 samples of corals along the North Shore of Kauai, what even looks like healthy corals. Every one of them has a compromised immune system. The antibody counts are through the roof on every one. So we don't think it's a cyanobacteria necessarily killing the coral. It's the coral has lost its immune system, so whatever is there naturally is going to gobble it up.
Okay.
Now, let me just relate that to today, because this is a world-class disaster I'm interviewing two gubernatorial people in Congress about in the next couple of days, because I've proved it and I've got all the video. What's happening on our reefs now, I just got out of the water, do an hour scuba dive, you'll see it on Facebook by this evening at Honolulu, is that we now have these gigantic 100 to 1,000-year-old corals that are disintegrating and falling off the entire reef. We know that microwave transmissions can weaken the coral structure, the calcium carbonate. This has never happened before. If you go into the coral shell shop or walk down the beach and you see a dead coral, try to break it with your hands. I have video out in the water today of giant corals where I can basically push my hand right through the coral. They're disintegrating. What we think is the use of the high-tech, high-impulse Navy sonar right now out of their submarines is now vibrating the actual corals loose from the reef and causing the reef to crumble.
I got to say, you think RIMPAC is right now assaulting the reef?
Yeah, absolutely. And we're to the point of being able to prove it all the way to go into the White House and Congress. We have people from the NRDC, MoveOn.org, the Nature Conservancy, National Geographic, the Discovery Channel, HBO, that are all monitoring this with me daily.
That'd be great if you were able to prove it, but I can tell you that's going to be a hard one to do.
No, I've already proved it. It's already up on our daily Facebook post. I can even show you the letters, emails, and conferences back. All of this is open public disclosure. We're not going to be Mayor Carvalho or our lovely governor that gets an F for the lack of public disclosure here. Everything we're doing is transparent. Everything I say, I can prove. Everything, all the way through to every one of these individual people. But one thing that's really hard to disprove is day by day, for 10 years, high-def video showing this. Not one court, not one agency has even attempted to disprove what my video camera is showing.
So if this has been happening over 10 years, why would you say that the RIMPAC that's only been happening over the past month or so is assaulting it directly right now?
Very simple. That's a great question. Very simple, and I'm going to be answering that to TV stations worldwide over the next few days here. Very simple.
Just to let you know, we have another caller waiting to get on. So
no, that's okay, and I'll go quickly. The microwave radio towers are similar to if you take a hammer and you hit your windshield of your car 100 times over and over and over and over and over and over. Then all of a sudden you tap it the one last time and the whole windshield explodes. It takes time to break down the calcium carbonate structure of the coral reef. We are at that point. At the same time, RIMPAC has upped the wattage, in some cases, 1,000-fold of their microwaves for their war games. So they're accelerating the process right now on top of using high-tech underwater sonic vibrational energy that can kill a whale, and it's vibrating the reef. All of this is going to be very provable. It's going to be now. What are we going to do about it?
We had a caller who wanted to know about Black Park Beach down in Honolulu. All the cars, he was down there this weekend, and he said there were hundreds and hundreds of cars and trucks all on the beach, and he was asking if you thought that the cars were affecting the water or anything down there.
Super good question. Super, actually incredibly good question. The answer is yes. Okay. But the second answer is how much? Are we affecting the reefs by walking on the reefs? Yes. Are we affecting the reefs by applying sunscreen? Yes. Are we affecting the reefs by applying GMO chemicals and glyphosate and Roundup onto the reefs? That's a little bit bigger, yes, big time. The deal is all of these things negatively affect the reefs, but how much? My job as a scientist is to study each one and show that relationship. The cars at Hanalei are affecting the reef about 1/1,000,000 the amount of the 28,000 tons of mud that was released out of the upper Hanalei River by Hermina Marita in her failed bed and breakfast project. That one event there is 1,000,000 times more damaging to the reef than the cars on the beach. So you have to look at the relative sense to each one of these. What the Navy's doing and the coral destruction down the entire coastline of Kauai is killing millions of corals every year. The cars on the beach, if we want to put it into perspective, maybe kill 10 corals a year. So it's kind of like, what battle do you want to fight here? Something that's killing millions of people or something that may be harming one person?
All right. Well, thank you very much for your call, Terry. It's very informative.
Yeah, thank you so much.
And anyone can contact me. I'm an open book. We got a daily Facebook report every single day on this issue based on 100% pure science.
That's what we love to hear. So.
Okay. All righty. Hey, mahalo. And
aloha,
thanks for having me on.
Call back more often. Thank you. Aloha, caller. You're on the air.
Hey, is this me?
Yes, it is.
I just kind of wanted to try to clarify something for the people out there, because several things are getting conflated in that description, and I'm not quite as good a salesman as that guy.
No worries.
So I just kind of speak the facts to you.
This is an open radio show, so we love to hear what you got to say.
So the idea about microwaves is being put together with what the sonar, which is underwater. Microwaves are electromagnetic radiation, which dissipate very quickly underwater. In fact, there's not just microwaves, it's quite a range of things that are used in all communication systems over various frequencies, and when it rains, some of them drop out. That's why your DirecTV drops out. So the microwaves do not work underwater. They dissipate completely within just a foot or two. And let me also state, I'm not advocating or going against any of this. I'm just trying to state some facts.
Uh-huh.
So the underwater sonar is by sound. It's not by microwaves.
Mm-hmm.
So that also takes super high energy to make that transmit away with any power. So I just wanted to clarify those two things so that people don't get them confused.
Yeah, well, thank you very much. I mean, those are two very valid points to make.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Aloha. All right, well, some very interesting calls on the coral reef, and if anybody else out there has anything else to add or to say.
We had a caller that was wanting the Terry Lilly's Connect online, so I was trying to find it real quick. He didn't give his contact or his Facebook page.
You know? Terry Lilly, pretty sure that's his Facebook page.
Okay.
That's normally how you look up someone on Facebook is by their name, unless they did some crazy name, but pretty sure it's just Terry Lilly. But as to how you would spell that perfectly, maybe there's some strange spelling. Let me check at this next caller.
Aloha, caller.
Hi, this is Terry again.
Hey.
I'm sorry.
That's
I get
right.
so off on what I'm doing. The Facebook page, web page, all of that, YouTube, is under Underwater2Web. Underwater2Web. And it's the number 2. Underwater2Web. And my email is underwater2web@gmail.com. So Facebook, webpage, YouTube, 100 movies are all under the same thing. And by the way, the last caller is absolutely correct. I didn't clarify myself. When the microwave transmissions hit seawater, it polarizes the seawater molecules. He's totally correct. It does not penetrate them. It polarizes them. Polarized water molecules completely dissolve calcium carbonate, and that's what the coral reef is made of. So anyway, I'll get off the air. He's totally correct, and I'm glad he called in so I could clarify.
So you're saying it's not the actual microwaves that are hitting the reef, but it's the microwaves that are hitting the water, which is then hitting the reef.
Correct. And it's polarizing the water molecules. We've already proven that, by the way. That's been proven in the lab many times over. And what we're going to do is we're going to set up a mock live coral reef in the lab, and we're going to blast it with the same intensity of radar microwave towers that the Navy's using, and we'll actually show and document in the lab the dissolving of the coral reef structure, the calcium carbonate.
I hope you feel good about yourself.
I know I am. You know what?
I'm kidding. I'm just joking.
I am too. I got a great sense of humor. I don't want to be right. I want to fix the problem.
Yeah.
The last thing I want to do is to say I told you so. That's why I'm asking for everybody's participation, because we all love the reefs. We all love the surf. We all live here on Kauai. This isn't my project. This is your project. This is the military's project. This is everyone that lives here working together. I don't get paid for this stuff. I do it out of the gift of my heart because I love to surf, I love to dive, and I love Kauai.
Reefs
so
tend to be pretty important.
To work together. Yep, yeah. Thank you.
Aloha.
Thanks for calling.
All right,
aloha. All right. And you're listening to KKCR Honolulu, KAQA Kilauea, K284AL Haleiwa.
No, we don't got any callers, so you want to break it up with some nice, relaxed music?
Or? Yeah, I wanted to say real quick that tonight at 6 o'clock, we're going to be going live to the Kauai War Memorial Convention Hall. From 6 to 7:30, we will not have jazz, and we will be listening to the candidates for U.S. Senate, the political forum for U.S. Senate, Congresswoman Colleen Hanabusa and Senator Brian Schatz, I think is how you say it, both Democrats. They're going to be having a political forum, and we're going to be broadcasting it live. We're also going to do it next week on Wednesday, also for the mayor, the candidates for mayor and county council. And then the following week on Monday and Tuesday, we'll be broadcasting from the Waimea Theater, also for mayor and county council. So yeah, all these weeks, we're getting into the political time right here. Okay.
Stay tuned in.
Yes. So...
On the air.
Aloha, caller. You're on the air.
Yeah, hi. I didn't catch all of Terry Lilly's talk there, but...
Do you have a radio in the background on?
No, I don't.
Okay. It's just a little scratchy, but continue.
Okay, well, let me try to get off this and go on the... How's that? Is that better?
Yeah, much better.
Okay, so anyways, I didn't get all of Terry's talk, but I've been... You know, he's been emailing out to all of us and keeping a lot of us informed about his daily adventures out there. And one of the most compelling things that I found was from some of his stuff was that the radar is up on top of Kalalau, up on top there at Kokei, and it bounces off the clouds and then... refracts down onto the reefs, except that the stuff that's shadowed by the cliffs is all good. It's not being affected. And that was a very compelling evidence. And so he's working up a pretty good hypothesis. It'll be really interesting to see as they get further and further along, what they find out. But you know, you have to start wondering. I mean, that thing's getting bombarded 24/7. The reef.
You know,
us as far as when we're out there surfing and whatnot, what it does for the calcium in our bones and things like that. You know, if these pulses are so strong, they're.
Just to let you know, I was about to rent a house in Kapaa from this one building, and it had a cell phone tower, which is using different waves than the radio towers, but it was on top of this big building, and a few people were very concerned about the waves that they would be hit with. So he monitored the cell phone waves, and there was actually none coming from the cell phone tower. And it was more of an umbrella effect. So it didn't hit anything close to underneath it, but it hit further away. And this is probably what's happening with the radio towers, too. It's hitting further out, but not directly underneath it. More of an umbrella effect.
Well, I guess the clouds play a big part, and you know the North Shore is cloudy quite a bit because it has those high cliffs right up above it there, and I think that when you get the numbers, I'm not real good with quoting numbers, but the amount of our radio towers up here, and then the amount of pulses, the strength of the military Doppler radars that they're using are so much higher. And though it's just a pulse, and then they average it out and know it's okay, it doesn't affect it. The pulses are so strong that it does have a big effect. Hopefully, if Terry didn't explain that he will, if there's time permitting, he'll go on and explain it better, because I'm not, I've just been reading his stuff, but it is very compelling, the difference between the coral in the shadows of the cliffs right there on the Nepali and Hyena area, and then the difference further out at Parnell's Reef.
That is interesting.
Anyways.
All right, thank you.
Keep your ears open for that stuff, because I think he's starting to get some compelling evidence. Okay.
All right, well,
great.
Thank you for calling.
For call.
Aloha.
All right.
Aloha, you are on the air.
Yeah, hi. That's an interesting topic there. Pretty deep, huh?
Yeah, pretty deep, yeah.
Yeah. Is anybody aware of a pollution leak in Moloa Bay?
I am not aware of anything happening in Moloa Bay, but please inform us what's going on.
Well, the Star Advertiser, which I read occasionally, I read this morning, a little article about a brown... somebody reported... It's already reported to the health department and the fire department. They know about it, but the police department didn't know about it. And I'm trying to get the word out, because a brown substance has been found seeping from the seashore near Moloa Bay. And so from Moloa Bay to another point is some kind of brown, unidentified. But now they're identifying it. Apparently,
is it a floating
it
substance, or is it a substance that just mixes with the water and changes its color?
Yeah, it's coming out apparently of one spot. I don't know exactly.
But is the substance mixing with the water, or is it, say, staying on top and not
mixing?
I don't know. Okay.
I don't know. It didn't go into that, but it's interesting that we're not hearing any notice about. The reason I found out about it, I was on my way to Larson Beach to do my weekly dip, and a friend of mine told me about it. And then I remember reading the paper this morning.
Hmm.
The Advertiser had a little article, but the Garden Island, I don't think, had one. I didn't thoroughly read the Garden Island. But anyway, wonderful program.
All right, we'll see if anybody out there listening knows about that.
Yeah. Put their bonnet to the radar on or whatever.
Well, thank you very much for calling. We appreciate
Indeed.
It.
Thank you for a wonderful programation. Bye-bye.
All right, aloha. Oh, did we just drop that last
No,
call?
We got him. Aloha, caller. You're on the air.
Hey guys, I really am enjoying the dialogue that's going on right now, but something just kind of hit a spark in my head, and one of the previous callers had said Hyena, which is completely wrong, and a lot of our visitors and certain people in the community tend to use that pronunciation of Hyena, and I just wanted to emphasize that it's Hyena to everyone. And thank you for all your guys' great work and continue everything.
So can you pronounce it properly one more time? So the
Hyena, not Hyena. Hyena.
Okay.
Hyena. Thank you so much, and you guys have a beautiful day and keep up the great work. Aloha.
Proper pronunciation is always very important, so thank you very much. Aloha. Aloha, you are on the air.
Hey, listen, Dustin Barker is a great guy. He's smart. He's dedicated. He's the best choice for mayor for Kauai, without a doubt. He's not a bully, And
you've had good experiences with him then.
No, he's a wonderful guy.
Yeah.
Nobody's perfect. Everybody grows up. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
He's a family man. He's responsible. He's dedicated. He loves Hawaii. He wants to do the right thing. He's not in it for the money. You know, for that first caller, it's just, there's just no other good choice for mayor. He's the best thing that's come along in a long time, and anybody who doesn't vote for Dustin Barker is, I'm not going to say what they are, but people need to support him because he's a good man. You know, forget about, any tough guy, bully innuendo, because Dustin Barker's a noble, righteous, dignified human being.
Well, thank you very much for calling. We have another caller.
Hello. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Okay, thank you. I was calling in with the Brown Sludge Report.
Nice. Thank you very much.
I live in Moloa, and I actually was swimming in it before I noticed it, as it's usually not around. But what it looked like to me was, I mean, it was floating in the water on top and underneath both. So it was dispersing, and if I had to make a guess, I would say the cruise ship cleaned its sewage tanks out too close to shore, and it washed in. It looked like cagada.
It looked like what?
Cagava. Don't know that word?
No, I don't. I can say that. Cagava.
Merde.
Oh. Okay, well, you're fine from swimming in it, then.
Yeah, right. But anyway, yeah, I was here for a couple of days, and I haven't been to the beach today to check it out.
How long ago was it there?
Just a couple of days ago.
Okay, because we got Terry Litt is calling back. He thinks he knows
Sunday,
what it is.
I think.
Keep listening, and we have the next caller who's going to say.
Health department or somebody should have tested it, I would think. There was enough publicity about it. Anyway, thank you very much.
All right.
It's a good show.
Thank you very much. Law.
Hey, thanks for having me back on. I just want to make sure that everyone just gets proper data. The health department responded to the Moloa and Anahola sludge there, and they already tested it, and probably will be in the news tomorrow. It is a cyanobacterial bloom. That was a cyanobacterial bloom I was talking about and referring to at the start of the program. That's already been on Facebook. It's already had a full release by the health department, and they warned people to stay out of the water. This is the same bacteria that's killing our reefs up and down the North Shore of Kauai. So thank goodness, at least this time, the health department responded within 24 hours, did the test, and even sent out microbiology pictures of the bacteria.
All right.
Well, thank you very much.
That's a done deal. And I hope the Garden Island covers it tomorrow, because it is a big event and people need to know what's going on here. So I appreciate everyone calling. I just want to let them know that it's already been tested. We know what it is.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
All righty. Aloha. Thank you.
Aloha. Aloha, you're on the air.
Okay, great. Is it me?
Yeah, it is you. What do you have on your mind?
Yeah. The idea of what's going on in the water. And I was told it was the algae that was being attacked onto the reef in Hanalei.
Yeah.
And
that's what our last caller just talked about, how it was a cyanic bloom from bacteria.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. And so I just urge that the lifeguards will put up some signs to tell people not to go in the water.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sorry, I pulled over on the side of the road, so there's a lot of road traffic.
No, don't apologize.
But,
that's a good thing.
The other thing is Dustin Barker.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people are, I'm all for them. But you know what? It's just like people are saying, well, this, that, the other. Everybody's got skeletons in the closet. Let them go.
Yeah.
I don't know what they are, but that's what somebody told me today.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one. No one's perfect.
You know, I've got 100 skeletons in the closet. But you know what? I'm a perfect person now. Not perfect, but
you've learned from all your mistakes that you've made in the past, and you're a better person from all of them.
Correct. And I can't say that our mayor at this time doesn't have any of those. So when people, which I don't want to laugh about it, but if people would just listen to the fact that we're trying to get Kauai back to an island.
And what is it right now?
it's turning into a city.
It's turning into one big city.
Correct.
And what do cities have that islands don't? Is in the form of that you're talking about in political and social matters. What do we need to gain as an island to become an island socially and step away from the city that we're becoming?
We need to go back to when I moved here, when I couldn't even get my car for 3 months because they weren't writing.
How long ago was that?
Back in 1991, they weren't writing insurance policies, so I had to wait for 3 months.
Oh, wow.
So they would write an insurance policy for me because they had a limit as to how many vehicles could be on this island.
I was born in 1990, and I flew here 10 days later after I was born, and yeah, I can tell you, it had a slightly different beauty than it does now, and it's kind of changing a little bit.
Yeah. Anyway, I just had to pull over and put a little bit of my word in.
Well, thank you very much. We really appreciate it, caller.
Barca for mayor.
All right, aloha. Law, you are on the air.
Yeah, I'd like to order a large pepperoni pizza.
All right, what toppings would you like on that, sir?
pepperoni, thank you.
All right, do you have anything else on your mind? Or?
No, just real hungry.
All right, caller, thank you for calling. Aloha.
Aloha, caller, you're on the air.
How's it? Yeah, this is Kavika from Manola.
Aloha, Kavika, what do you have on your mind?
You know your scientist friend who was talking about the reef, about stepping on the reef?
Yeah, Terry Lilly.
Yeah, well, when I chew that, we don't hurt the reef. When I walk on the reef, it doesn't hurt the reef.
Yeah.
I've been doing it over 1,000 years, bro. That's not what hurting the reef. And number two, you know, as a Kanaka, I find this, since I've been a young boy, it makes me pretty upset. We have plenty of people move to Hawaii. They live here 10, 20 years, and all of a sudden they go on crusade. Save Hawaii. I don't understand why. Wherever they was from, why they never see where they was from? You understand what I'm saying? Hello?
Yeah, yeah. I understand what you're saying. So mm-hmm. I should have never come here when I was born.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying that why you never take care of your house first before you come help us clean our house?
Yeah, don't try and tell someone else how to clean their house before you... Your house isn't completely clean.
Yeah, it's a Hawaiian proverb. It's like if you visit, what's the difference between a visitor and a guest? A visitor comes to your house, he don't give you no money for gas for your truck, for you use your truck. He complains about the food you make him, and he complains about the place you stay. One guest is somebody who comes to your house, brings groceries, picks up their rubbish, picks up their old pallet, doesn't complain about your shower or your house, but is grateful. Just to be able to be there.
We need more guests on Kauai.
That's my whole point.
Yeah.
That's my whole point. And you know the thing about the military?
Yeah.
And I'm nothing against the military, but what they're doing, they're not the most corrupt organization in the world. The most corrupt organization we have right now is the United Nations.
Mm-hmm.
It's been run by the One World Order guys and the communists for a long time. And that's why we got all this mess in the world. And it, you know, and you guys was talking about people running for office. The best person to run for office is somebody who has a good heart. And I'm not endorsing anybody. But what I'm saying, if you're out of good heart and you're not always pure, and you know what's ma'a, what's right and wrong, and what's pono, and you run on that, you can win any election.
I can tell you, though, people with great hearts, they're afraid of politics. Not to say that people who are running don't have great hearts, but it's a terrifying thing to enter if, you know, you want to just stay back and relax.
I ran before a long time ago on a environmental platform about restoring the fish ponds, putting up solar plants, and diversifying the economy a long time ago. You know, and I lost by not that many. I'm way older than you, brother.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's just food for thought, you know, because everybody like always reach Kauai. Fix everything you got. You know this disease not about the reefs? When I was a little boy, I had that. Also had the starfish invasion where they thought all the reefs was going to die.
Mm-hmm.
It never happened. This reef disease comes and goes every so many years. And what causes it is that the fluctuation in the temperature of the ocean. So certain algae bloom at certain temperatures. So I just wanted to give you some insight, Bada.
Hey, we love it. You know, it's okay. Great. It's great to hear some science and facts, but, you know, I love to hear the real local perspective, you know, someone who's been watching this for a long time and seeing everything as it comes and goes.
And you know, Hawaiian values are simple.
Yeah.
You take care of your family, you take care of your house, you take care of your kupuna, your tutu, your grandma, your grandpa, and your kids. It's real simple. If you take care, like when you go fishing, bro, if you catch 20 colors, let, and you get 40 people to feed, let loose 10, because then you're going to get again next time.
Right.
It's real simple. Okay, brother, thank you for your time,
man. I know. Thank you for calling. Thank you very much.
Okay, mahalo.
Mahalo. Yeah, aloha.
And the number here is 826-7771.
We are here to hear from you.
We also have a toll-free line, 866-275-1112.
Not to say that we're going to charge you when you call, but if you're way out there somewhere in the world and you don't want those long-distance charges, that's the one you want to call. Well, we're going to take a little break, listen to some music for a second, charge up your minds, and give us a call.
The revolution will not be televised, but it will be on the radio.
You know it.
You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox and Four Parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nub. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on Report from 29th District. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry R. Woman Liberationist and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Key, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with Coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
Yeah, revolution will be live. And here we are, live at your community radio station, KKCR Honolulu, KQA Kilauea. This is Dove filling in for Carlos with Eric.
Aloha.
And so glad you're here, Eric. Thanks for holding it down with me.
I'm glad you're here. When I heard Carlos wasn't coming in, I was like, what? Oh, last week he got bit by spiders, and now he's just forcing me to take over the show. What's happening here?
I'd like to tell you that this KKCR program is made possible by listeners like you in partnership with Bali High, Aya's Garden, and El Pastor Tacos.
Coldwell Banker, Bali High Realty, and Hanalei, serving Kauai since 1978, providing personalized real estate sales and rental services. Coldwell Banker, Bali High Realty, also supports KKCR and the Kauai Independent Food Bank. More information at BaliHigh.com or by calling 826-7244.
Aya's Garden, all-natural garden and greenhouse supply. In Kapa'a, down Kukui Street from the Dragon Building. Fertilizers, amendments, soil, seeds, garden and farm organic growing supplies. Open Monday through Saturday. More information at 822-7333 or visit Aya's Garden on Facebook.
Al Pastor Tacos supports KKCR across the street from the craft fair in Kapa'a by the beach. Al Pastor Tacos serves fresh grilled local fish, steak, chicken, and pork tacos, and burritos in the Al Pastor style. Also a garden salad and choices for the kids. Open every day from 11 to 4. Takeout orders welcome. Al Pastor Tacos, authentic Mexican food. 652-6953.
Mahalo for supporting Quiet Community Radio and Soapbox.
The views and opinions expressed during this program are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of KKCR, its management, board, volunteers, or underwriters.
There you have it.
Aloha, you are on the air.
Aloha, Eric. Aloha, Doug. This is Sandy, and I'm calling in to send a shout-out to the community. We have gathered over 3,000 signatures for charter amendment in less than 18 days.
Thank you so much for all the hard-working ladies that have been out there, just always out there, just posting up on those little tables and getting signatures. Mahalo so much.
Well, you know what? We kind of figure it's our island, too, and if we don't step forward and speak up, then, you know, then you just sort of deserve what you get. Right. And I've known for a long time that this is a very, very special island. And it's, you know, it's really a joy to be part of a community that loves so much and so strongly. And the aloha for Aina is so apparent everywhere. And so we are celebrating tomorrow. Actually, we're taking the signatures in to present to the county clerk's office tomorrow at 10. But there's going to be a gathering at the out in front about 9:30. We're going to have just a celebration of the community. And so I invite everybody to, you know, to participate if they choose to. This is a time for really celebrating who we are as a community, and I applaud all of you.
So you're going to be taking the signatures
into the county clerk's office.
County clerk's tomorrow. Office.
Mm-hmm. At 10 o'clock, and presenting the petition pages to them, and then next week, I guess on the 9th, we'll be taking them back to the county council and going round two with them. So
nice. Well, you know, turn us down once, but you know we're going to come back with just as much mana. So
that's true. And so thank you to all of you at the radio station for all of the support that you give the entire community and programs like this, which are essential to reaching out and holding the community together and keeping them informed. So,
well, thank you very much. But it's up to callers like you that really make us who we are. So thank you.
You're welcome. My pleasure. And, you know, if you have an opportunity and want to spend some fun time, I suggest that that might be a place to do it.
So one more time, tell us exactly where we are, what time?
Okay, it's at 9:30 down in front of the little park in front of the old county building where the county clerk's office is. You know where they do the council meetings?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so that general area.
All right. Well, thank you so much for calling in, caller. We really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
And thanks
thank
for
you.
All your hard work getting those signatures.
My pleasure.
All right, mahalo.
Mahalo. Here we go.
This is KKCR Hanalei, KAQA Kilauea, K284. A.L. Haleiwa.
Well, we've made it through the first hour, and...
There you go. So quite a lot of calls there.
Yeah, I'm still alive, so we're going to make it through.
Yeah. 826-7771. We'd love to hear from you. You can basically talk about anything. We started talking about the race for mayor in this election year here.
Yeah, it's funny. No one really cares about the international news, it seems like. I always used to, when I first started on the radio show, I used to do the cannon fodder, and I almost wanted to bring it back, and it was just pretty much 5-10 minutes of me just throwing out a subject of something crazy that's happening out in the mainland or out in the international news. And, you know, it just doesn't seem to have as much of an effect anymore on the
I haven't even heard the word Obama in the last Tuesdays on this show. It's Obama who?
Exactly, because it's your show. It's up to the caller to decide what we're talking about, you know, and it's funny. If it weren't, you know, I might have some pretty crazy things to talk about, but, you know, if you guys don't want to hear it, then who cares, right? Because it's up to you guys what you want to hear about. It's up to you callers to decide that. So what do you want to hear about? Aloha, you are on the air.
I am? Wow.
Yeah, that was fast.
Yeah.
Boom.
We're doing it.
Hey, so that's funny because I realized that there's this phenomenon with change. Where it seems like nothing's happening, but all the while, like, all this latent energy is building and building and building. And then one day, it seems like the change comes really fast.
Yeah.
And, like, all of a sudden, one day, there's a Rosa Parks who says, enough is enough. I would rather just stand up for my rights right now than go on living like this. And you can talk to the people in Libya after they kicked out Gaddafi, how it felt to put their life on the line and actually get that megalomaniac out of control. And
I would love to talk to somebody that was there doing that.
I mean, and so anyway, I all this energy is building and building and building around us and in us, and on the Kauai, for some reason I feel like this is like, they say this is like the ground zero, you know, and I know the military has a strong presence here, and it's this is a really special island, and I keep hearing again and again how somehow we are like the prototype for like how the rest of the world, or at least the mainland, the rest of the United States might be able to do.
As I said to my friends the other day, and I got this from Vandana Shiva when she came to this island, Kauai is like the heartbeat of the world.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a lot of crazy stuff that's going around everywhere, and there's a lot of change. But, you know, Kauai is just stuck in its roots, and yet everything does change here, but it's a little bit slower rate, but you can see everything that happens in the rest of the world have its slight effects here on this small island in the middle of the ocean.
Yeah, and it's small enough for us all to get together, but it's also big enough to, you know, be a game changer. And people from all over the world, I mean, you know, these famous people that we know after living here for a couple of years or decades, we know the people that come here secretly and have their special little spot in paradise. And, like, people care about. You know, unfortunately, there's these, like, Marionetta Islands or whatever off the coast of Asia. Like, they don't get so much care. Mm-hmm. But we're really lucky here. Like, if we all started really wising, like, getting together and saying, hey, no, we don't want this. And I think we are in thought. But it's just, like, I think people are standing by just to even step in, you know? And even, like, the armed forces and the military, I feel like there's a lot of change happening inside those barracks there, and you know, they just need the people to be rising up before that they can do the same, because they're scared. They're up there, they're hanging out with corporal people who will use them as an example if they do rise up. So
they're people too, you know.
Yeah, and one thing that I'm going to say, and then I'll let you guys go back to your amazingness there, and thank you for what you do, is that this theme of the 100th monkey keeps coming up for me this week, and the 50, like, I watched that movie I Am, that documentary about that Hollywood director who kind of threw it all the way and went on this documentary tour to find out what these philosophers and spiritual leaders were saying about, like, you know, basically here's two questions. What's wrong with the world and how can we fix it, right?
That's a good documentary?
Right. It's amazing.
What's the name of it?
I Am.
I Am.
Yeah, I Am. And so I won't tell you the whole story, but what happened that really, you know, left with me here is, like, they basically wanted to know how does change happen? Like, if there's a bunch of deer, this is a weird example to just throw out there, but this is one of the things. If there's deer in this meadow, how do they all collectively decide that once per day to go to the water hole? If they don't all go together, they're screwed because they're prey.
but they all go together. But who goes first? Is it the mamas and the little babies, or is it the alpha deer that lead them all to the waterhole? So oddly enough, some weirdos out there who take the time to do this kind of stuff put up cameras, and they actually studied the movement of these animals. And what they found out by watching them day in, day out, was that when that 51st animal started thinking about the waterhole, they all started moving.
And how many deer were there in the whole pack?
I'm not sure about the number, but it was like 51st like percentile.
Okay.
Right?
Oh, so you're saying in percentage, when the larger part of the pack decides watering hole, that's when
that's
it all goes.
I think that's the macro, and then maybe technically the micro of this deer project was maybe it was actually 51 animals, you know? But I think it was when the collective consciousness of that pack was more than 50%, the change happened.
Mm.
See? It's like that same experiment with the drum. If you go on YouTube and you see they have a frequency and they can raise that frequency, and they have a drum with rice on it. Well, when you raise that frequency, that rice is doing a geometric pattern on that drum.
I've seen that, yeah. It's
really
right.
And then as soon as that vibration goes a little more, it stays the same. It goes a little more, and it breaks another threshold that you didn't even know was there until the rice changed.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like we're doing that. Like, if something's happening, we're at a collective consciousness, we're at this like boiling point where it's like, okay, the heat's being turned up, you know, rim pack, everyone is complaining of headaches right now and pressure in their skull, and they're doing this new kind of microwave radiation, and Terry Lilly is talking about how the possibility of all this coral disease could also be linked to the sonar that they're using, because he's seeing that those waves coming from the west side of the island are being blocked by certain big rock formations, and that's where the actual reef is still intact with living coral and healthy fishes. Where that stuff can actually reach them, it's like they're dying at a rapid rate. Like, tunnels is like for the most part dead right now. Like, it's horrible. And this cover,
sad to say, but
and
know.
everyone needs to know that, you know, everyone's going to use this as a try to get all these votes. You know, Abercrombie and Carvalho, they're all going to try to use this coral disease and the big problem with the coral to get votes. But I want you to know that people like Terry Lilly have been writing to these guys emails for years telling them that there's a problem. So that people need to know that this shouldn't be something they can pull their wool over our eyes, because, you know, when the stuff hits the fan, then they go, oh, yeah, hey, guys, there's a big coral disease. Well, you know what? It's only hitting the fan because you guys have been threatened and you guys have been found out. So everyone just, you know, look around your yards and see who's standing up for the old way. Who's standing up for the new way? Like, the Barcas and the Felicia Cowdens are the new way. We can't, you know, what did Bob Dylan say? Get out of the new one if you can't lend your hand. He was talking to the mothers and the fathers and the old people who don't understand the new way is not fighting and all this stuff. We don't want it anymore, you know? And really, the new way, ironically, is the old way. Right?
Right.
Right.
So, anyways, yeah. I'm going to get back to it. But you guys are awesome. Thanks for holding it down and for being, like, I just think about Tuesdays where it's like, I want to listen into what my people are doing about this planet. I'm so stoked you guys do this on Tuesdays, and I wish for more. Thank you.
All right, well, hey, thank you so much for calling. Aloha.
Beautifully said. Thanks for the
Aloha.
Call.
Aloha. You are on the air.
Aloha, Eric. This is Jimmy Trujillo.
Hey, Jimmy Trujillo. Sorry for the wait, but thanks for holding on.
No, don't worry. It's a good thing when folks have things that they'd like to share. And I just wanted to, because I was asking Dub if you guys had mentioned the meetings going on tonight. That is at the Kapaa Elementary School, starts at 6, and it's an opportunity to share your feelings to the Department of Interior. They've got a group of, I guess, a panel of folks. I'm not sure exactly what their positions are, but they're asking several questions related to the Department of Interior. The secretary, I guess, was visiting not too long ago, sometime last year, and in her interviews with leaders in our community, the issue of Native Hawaiian and Kanaka Maoli sovereignty issues were time and time again brought up in her discussions. And so she, I guess, commissioned this panel to visit the islands to stay here for a week or so, going from island to island, community to community, asking questions about what is the Native Hawaiian entity that is going to be, I guess, identified to be part of this nation building.
So, and, I never heard anything of this, and you're saying this takes place tonight at 6 o'clock?
Last night was a meeting in Waimea, and tonight is a meeting here on the east side at Kapaha Elementary School. And, yeah, Eric, there's
that's in 50 minutes from now.
Right, exactly. And it's until 9 o'clock. I'm not sure of the format from what I've watched on either Facebook or YouTube. It seemed like there was the question, you know, should the Department of Interior establish relationships with the Hawaiian entity to establish intergovernmental relationships. So it's asking a big question, and I think there's been consistent feedback that, one, the Department of Interior is not the right state department or federal department, that it should be the State Department, that this is related to the question that one of the OHA directors sent to Secretary of State John Kerry. What was the relationship between the United States and the Hawaiian government?
So to clarify, that's what the objective of this meeting is to clarify what the relationship is between the Hawaiians and the government.
Yeah, I wish I had my computer in front of me. I could kind of go and get a better assessment, so I apologize for not having it very clear what the specific language is. But essentially, I think the gist is that the Department of Interior, the Secretary of the Interior, wanted to know what's going to be the process. And obviously, the state has a process through the Office of Hawaiian Affairs and the Hawaiian Roll, roll call that is being promoted as the way to get on this registry, get your name out there that you want to participate. Again, an argument that many Kanaka Maoli individuals have is that that there is no strong motivation or inclination to negotiate with the occupiers, that there are other forums, other venues, whether it's international, World Court, or the United Nations, but that the United States shouldn't be the entity, or certainly the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, which is a state-based organization. Their mission is to, conduct their affairs in the benefit of the Native Hawaiians, but there would be many that would argue that they've done just the opposite of that and have continued to perpetuate the crime of an injustice of the illegal overthrow in 1893. Hmm.
So it's little meetings like this that you might not think very much of, but they have far-reaching effects and are very important. So if anyone is concerned or wants to figure out more of what's going on right now with the Native Hawaiians and where it stands, this is the place to go to. This is where your voice should be heard. So.
And I would suggest if you want more information on the subject, Island Breath, I would imagine, has several different posts, islandbreath.org. It's a blog run by a Westside Hanapepe resident, Juan Wilson. I'm sure he has some links up there as to what has been going on in the meetings, as well as what we can expect afterwards. So I just wanted to encourage folks, and as Kaiulani so often says, that for honest Americans to speak up, I'm one of those honest Americans that recognizes there was a unjust and unlawful act, and that we've not resolved this conflict, that we've not satisfied both the needs and desires of the Kanaka Maoli and the Native Hawaiians that seek justice, that have established and reestablished their government and their protocols that they've followed, that have been recognized, whether it's the Polynesian Kingdom of Atui or the reinstated lawful Hawaiian government. that these are entities that are working for self-determination, that are organizing in their community, in our community, and enlisting the support of their brothers and sisters as well as allies. And as an honest American, I want to be an ally in that support, that there is a forum, that there is a vehicle for nationalists, for those that are sympathetic with the plight of Kanaka Maoris and the Native Hawaiians, that do not want to be a part of the United States, do not want to participate in the corrupt system of the fake state, and acknowledge that, and have chosen whether they would like to have their own government, or would like to be able to support their own government and participate in those civic obligations, and not participate in the United States affairs, as it's been laid out in the terms that have been dictated by, again, the conqueror and the occupier.
All right. So 6 o'clock tonight at the Kapaa Elementary.
There we go. And so Thursday's Out of the Box show. I should have a candidate for council, Tiana Laranio, as well as Felicia Cowden, as guests. We'll talk about the upcoming election and some of these issues in our communities that are important both on the local and international front. So, you know, the previous caller was talking about RIMPAC, and I heard during the Bluegrass show, Yah and X-Man and Doug were talking about any kind of suspicious RIMPAC activities, that there's a hotline, and I was going to ask if you guys might be able to find that note. They were reading the number out. I think it was 33-something on the west side. Who knows? It might even be Gordon Lebeth's number from Surfrider, but there's a coalition of local groups that are trying to monitor this RIMPAC activity and to monitor the effects that whether it's sonar or unexploded ordnances or just too many military vehicles in one space. The coalition is called the Oceans for Peace, and you know, members of Surfrider, the Kauai Alliance for Peace and Social Justice, the Sierra Club, amongst others, have buoyed up to try to create a little bit more awareness about how harmful these military activities are, these exercises and games that they're called, you know, not only are they costly financially, but they also have social and environmental repercussions, and so they're trying to bring greater awareness to that. So if you guys could find that number, somebody on Facebook yesterday was concerned about a low-flying military airplane, and it was unloading fuel or was depositing some type of material, and they weren't sure exactly. So there's some folks on the North Shore that saw some activity yesterday and put the kahea out, and hopefully we'll get to the bottom of it and understand it better. Just what the heck are they spraying out there, and what are the effects of that? So thanks for letting me ramble for a little bit, and keep up the good work, guys.
No worries. All right. Very informative call, so thank you very much.
Let me touch. Aloha.
Aloha.
Thanks for the info.
All right.
There's a quick, we have a little PSA we got to run here since we were talking about it anyway.
RIMPAC war games going on in our beautiful Hawaiian waters. During the month of July, 25,000 soldiers from 23 nations will be dropping bombs, launching missiles, shooting torpedoes, exploding underwater mines in our beautiful Hawaiian waters. RIMPAC war games also include 43 ships, 6 submarines, and over 200 aircraft. The Navy has permits to kill and harm 27 marine mammal species. Please do what you can to protect our beautiful watery world. Anyone sighting dead or hurt sea animals, oil and sewage slicks, or military debris, call the Surfrider Foundation at 337-9977 or email us at surfriderkauai@gmail.com. Peace and love for our ocean from the Surfrider Foundation and the Oceans for Peace Coalition.
Aloha, caller. You're on the air.
All right.
Hey.
Yeah, I wanted to say something about that guy that called up pretty early in the show and did a character assassination on Dustin Barca. He said that Barca doesn't have the ability to run a $100 million corporation, so he shouldn't be the mayor. That's exactly why he should be the mayor.
Uh-huh.
It's the $100 million corporation that's caused all the you-know-what. So Barca is their worst nightmare. I hope he goes in there and disassembles the thing.
All right. Well,
that's all I got.
Hey, well, very well put. Thank you very much.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting election coming up here. This is interesting times. Hello, caller.
Turn your radio down.
Turn your radio down.
Hi, I'm the guy that called earlier and so-called assassinated Barca, but that wasn't my intention. It was to clear up questions that were in print in a book and to point it out that this is in print and also in other areas and to ask questions about what qualifies somebody on an educational level to handle the complexity of a large government body that deals with hundreds of millions of dollars. So it wasn't to character assassinate Barca, because I'm sure if I did, he would be here right now choking me out.
Gosh.
You know what I'm saying? No, it wasn't my intent. At the end, I said, let's talk to him and see. I would just like to ask some straightforward questions about his ability and his education to handle the job, and if he did indeed assault people in the past and wants to be honest about it. So right. There's not a question. So it's really, why are people afraid to bring out the truth? If you're not afraid to ask, be able to talk to him without being intimidated or intimidated by other people who are easily offended, why can't we just ask straightforward questions? Did you assault people on Oahu? And did you assault this man that wrote this book? And what are your educational qualifications
that
allow you to run this? That's all I want to know.
Yeah, and I'm sure if he was here, he would answer
And I would ask him
that.
In a very polite way if you bring him on, or if he won't say, if he's listening, call up right now and let's clear it up, so it won't be a question.
Well, in the next months, I'm sure he's going to be in here a few times on some of these shows, Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Well, I hope somebody will bring it up, these questions, because in this book, his picture's in the book in the middle several times, and he's mentioned a bunch of times as assaulting this guy, and it's a big question whether, why, if he's been character assassinated by a guy that wrote the book, why, if it's wrong, sue that guy. I mean, why don't you stand up for yourself and sue him? If you've been maligned in the press, then you have a case against this man that wrote the book and put it in print.
All right.
So stand up for yourself. But one more thing. There was a nice lady that called at the beginning of this hour and talking about changing in the world and people getting together and making changes. Psychologically, there's a book out called You Are Now Less Dumb that says that, a lot of people may even agree with a lot of the positive changes, but a lot of people in a group setting will not speak out because they're afraid of disassociating from the group itself.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people may feel like, certain changes are needed, but they won't speak out because they feel aligned with a group, and they all are afraid the group will hold them outside the group if they speak up. So people privately will have certain opinions about maybe, or, like GMOs. But as a group, they, like there may be some of these farmers over on the west side that work for this company. But when they get together and they put on their shirts, they are afraid to speak out. And it's human nature, and it's an unfortunate side effect of being human, that people sometimes will follow the group mentality instead of following their own heart. When in fact, within the group, everybody else is doing that. And if you really took a survey of what was really going on with them, then you find out they may not feel the same way as the group as a whole does. Individually, they might feel totally different.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a book that explains all this, that this kind of psychological nature. And they gave the example of, they went to colleges and asked people, what about these keg parties? And what they found out is the college students, when interviewed in private, said, no, we shouldn't allow people to have these people to get slammed drunk and kill themselves at these keg parties and get drunk. But when they asked people in open forums, nobody would speak out. And everybody said, oh, it's good to have keg parties.
I would like to see which college that came from. But we got another caller coming up.
Bye.
And thank you very much for the call. Aloha, you are on the air.
Yes, I just wanted to say that. I know it's Barca Carvalho, but Mr. Carvalho has the most wonderful wife in the world. I've worked with her for years in the medical profession. But what I want to say is that we need a change. We need to get someone who is from here, who understands what the people need.
Call it?
And I just wish I could do more because I I keep trying to get fines, keep trying to get everything. So if the Barker administration is listening, please get us some stuff over here. But, yes, I do love the Carvalho family, but I don't like their, what they are preaching.
Mm. All right.
Very well said.
Oh. Thank you for your call.
All right. Aloha, caller. Thank you. Aloha, you are on the air.
Aloha. Just a quick comment. There's a lot being made about whether Mr. Barca is capable of running a large corporation. And I'm just wondering if anyone has any evidence that our current mayor has any capabilities running a large corporation successfully and competently.
Yeah, I don't know where corporations come into being mayor, but I guess people are comparing it.
That's all I got.
Hey, well, thank you. Aloha. Aloha, caller, you are on the air.
Oh, hi, aloha.
Aloha.
I'd like to say that I heard an interesting show on New Dimensions on Sunday, and it talked about how putting yourself out, putting out vulnerability, it's not easy to do, you know, to stand by one's core.
Definitely.
And she was talking about being a truth teller and, like, training yourself to tell the truth without judgment and condemnation.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, to address the situation about corporations last show where Steve, who seems to like corporations, advocates, I would say to help him, to educate him, he could watch the show called The Corporation. It's a movie. It's pretty old now, but that might help him understand the psychopathic nature of these entities. And I really loved the caller that called in, the marine biologist. He is my hero. We have a chance to get them to stop using sonar because of what he's doing. Do you understand how great it is? I'm so grateful for him, and I would really appreciate it when you get callers like that, no matter even if there is another caller on the line, to let them go on a lot. Because as soon as we heard him speaking, my husband and I perked right up and, you know, really enjoyed what he had to say. Because, you know what a miracle worker is? A miracle worker is an artist of the soul. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we're liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others.
Well, don't think that we're trying to kick anyone off the air just because we got someone else waiting to get on.
Yeah, I'm just saying, if I were the host, that would be my recommendation. But anyway.
We just can't let anyone go on for too long.
Yeah, and so when people are working solely for money, When we are working solely for money, our motivation is getting rather than giving.
Yeah.
So that's the thing. Who do you want for mayor? Someone who's willing to be giving and actually represent the people? You want someone to represent the people. That's the problem with today. Nobody's willing to stand up to truth. And it's like to the big GMO companies, to the RIM PACs, to the oil companies, you know, to the big war machine, you know. And that's why we need a populist movement. And, you know, as I said yesterday, you know, about Edward Snowden, we wouldn't have known any of this except for Edward Snowden, a 30-year-old NSA whistleblower who had expert computer skills and top security clearance, dared to download a mass of internal electronic documents and make them public last year.
You know how I did it? With
giving
a thumb drive.
Investigative reporters the ability to tell the truth. We don't get the truth through media. If people want to get educated, go to linktv.org. Go to freespeechtv.org. Educate yourselves with rich things so you don't have to wade through a mire of this computer stuff that's all paid for by the Koch brothers and this, you know, this entity called Alex. There are huge money makers that are paid to spread disinformation and confuse people. And so these two stations give a real clear idea of what's going on, and I respect their work immensely.
All right. Well, hey, Carla, thank you so much for calling in and saying everything you had to say.
Yeah, I have a lot more to say, but I think I'll let that you guys have a rest from all the talk.
Hey, we have one more caller coming up, but, you know, feel free to call back. We'd love to hear from you.
All right, aloha.
Aloha. Aloha, caller, you're on the air. What's on your mind?
Hi, I've been listening in, and there's something that I keep hearing that I just wanted to say maybe a confusion with people, is that no matter what legislation or corporation our mayor or the future mayor or any government leader promotes, there is a difference. And people, I see a lot of people are confusing it. There's a difference between corporations and running a corporation and being in the government. And further on that, people are saying that whether it's Dustin or Bernard, any government leader needs to surround themselves, whether they with other intelligent people to fill their deficiencies, whether they be corporate or government or advisors. And that's all I've wanted to say.
That's a valid point, so thank you very much for putting it in there. All right, aloha, caller.
Thanks for the call.
Aloha, you are on the air.
Yes, thank you. He is not a one-man deal.
Who's that?
Any mayor.
Okay.
They have got to have backup. So that is, I like the last caller that said, you know, he's not just the only man that's going to run the show, just like our president. He has other people behind him.
Yeah. There's lots of smart people, I can say that for sure. But,
sure.
Yeah, it's a very valid point. You know, you don't want, it's not just one person that's being there.
Yeah, you're not
lots of
voting
counselors.
For just one person. You're voting for someone who, okay, for the last 4 years, we have someone, and what happened? And I really believe that the backup is going to be really, really great.
For sure.
All right.
All right, anything else to talk about, caller?
No.
All right, well, thanks for putting your 2 cents in there. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Hello.
Some great calls this evening. Thanks for calling up. Really make the show happen. I just want to remind you that KKCR will be live broadcasting at 6 o'clock tonight, the U.S. Senate Political Forum, from 6 to 7:30 at the Kauai War Memorial Convention Hall. We'll be broadcasting it live right here on your community radio station at 6. And we have a caller. You caller, you're on the air. Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi. You know, I wanted to talk a little bit about that meeting that's coming up tonight. I went last night to the Waimea meeting, and they wanted to ask 5 questions, as Jimmy had pointed out. And the majority of people were saying no to all 5 questions. And, you know, I had to agree with them because the U.S. government, I mean, they have no compelling reasons to show that there would be a benefit. I mean, if you were to bring this question of should the U.S. government have government-to-government interactions between the Native Hawaiian government and the United States, you got to kind of show that somehow it would benefit the people that live here, and they absolutely had nothing that showed, you know, that there would be a benefit. And, you know, it's just that's the one thing that really caught my attention. And hopefully they'll have a better sound system than they did last night, because the echoing in the cafeteria was terrible. But, you know, they had some really great people. There was hundreds of people there, and it is a very interesting meeting. And I hope that especially the Native Hawaiian community, the Kanaka Moli, will go and speak their mind and let them know. You only get 2 minutes, so make it good. But, yeah, it's an important meeting. I hope that as many people as possible make it.
Well, thank you for giving us that info on that meeting last night. We appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
Hello. Hello, caller. You are on the air.
Okay. Great. I just want to say that it's amazing that being in the medical profession, I have so many friends that have come down with cancer. Lou Gehrig's disease is rampant on this island.
What disease is that?
Lou Gehrig's.
Lou Gehrig.
So-called ALS.
Yeah, what are the symptoms of that?
Oh, it's a neurological disease that attacks your body, and there's no help. You just have to live your life and treat the symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
And most of these people, it's just very, very upsetting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have to start thinking about that because we are the largest island, our largest area, I mean, population of this disease in the United States.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was editing some footage of Dr. Tyrone Hayes when he came to the island. I believe it was, it was May, and he was saying that some of the chemicals that we're being exposed to today can have effects in our grandkids. So a chemical that you are exposed to today and you're never exposed to again and your kid is never exposed to again, but your kids' kids can have effects from the chemicals that you are exposed to today. And that was a pretty startling fact that I seen on the seminar that he gave us.
Correct. And it's just incredible how many people, as I say, work in the health industry, and the amount of people with this disease is bigger than New York City.
It's bigger than New York City.
Mm-hmm.
Population-wise.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Wow. Well, what do you think about this? What do you think is the root cause of this? Hello, caller?
Yes, I'm here. It's just the insecticides. It's going back to the cane fields where we burn the PVC pipe. Blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but we all handled until GMO came out.
Well, cancer rates have definitely been rising, so we have to find the root cause for them and kick them out. But, all right,
yeah,
caller.
It's not GMO. It's pesticides. It's called getting rid of the toxic substance.
Well, I can tell you that GMOs aren't perfect by themselves, but the pesticides are definitely nothing good. But, yeah, that's for sure. So, anything else you want to say, caller?
No, I just miss my friends that have passed because of this situation.
As would I, so... Well, thank you very much, caller. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Aloha. Well, another caller right there. Aloha, caller, you are on the air.
Aloha. Hello. Caller, you're on the air.
I'm on the air.
Okay.
I think a big concern when talking about this whole issue of who is going to be the mayor, as has been brought up, is who these people surround themselves with. Because, as we say, it's not a one-man show, and they have people with experience in the different areas of government and decision-making and organization and so forth that they surround themselves with. But the kind of people they choose to surround themselves with is so important. they choose people who are going to just be yes men, if you will, and just tell them what they want to hear to make sure that they retain their nice little influential cushy position as an advisor or as a cabinet person? Or do they surround themselves with people who are smart and independent and have been given the authority and the actually the challenge and the right to speak their mind and give differing opinions that might not be the most popular opinion, so that the leader has all of the options available to make the best decision for the people, not for the vested interests or for the inner circle, if you will.
The inner circle, right? All right, well, anything else you want to add, Colin?
No, I just think it's an important thing to hear from Dustin, for instance, the kind of people he might surround himself with. So he sounds like a wonderful person with no experience. I don't have any doubts that he's intelligent enough to do the job. People are questioning his experience to run a corporation, as they're calling it, but I would say to run a county as a mayor. And so what kind of people would he be depending upon to help fill in those knowledge gaps and experience gaps that he doesn't have? Thank you.
Well, thank you very much, caller.
Thanks for the call.
Hello. Hello, you're on the air.
Hope this is a good China call.
You're on the air. Hi, Eric.
Aloha.
It's China and Bill. How are you doing?
We can barely hear you. There's a lot of interference.
We're in a bad area, but we just want to say aloha. We're back from Shanghai.
You're back from Shanghai?
Yeah, China.
Oh, gosh. Oh, gosh, you guys. Thank you very much for calling.
Well, you sound very handsome on the phone, and we just want to say hello.
Well, thank you, guys. Thank you for calling in. We appreciate it. And I'm stoked to hear you're back from Shanghai. I'll have to see you sometime soon.
Yeah, we got some info, but we'll put it in later, okay?
All right. Thank you so much for calling. Aloha.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Aloha, you're on the air.
Hi, I was calling in response to the caller before the last caller.
Yeah.
He was talking about, you know, what kind of people Dustin, you know, Dustin doesn't have experience in county government, but I know for a fact that he is talking with people and, you know, very intelligent-minded people. For instance, there's a gentleman he's talking with about roads, who's an engineer, and, you know, so he is right now educating himself with different people on who he might have in office when he is elected. He just hasn't made any decisions yet on who those people are going to be, you know? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He's definitely talking to a lot of people right now, and most of the community from what I can see. Anyone that wants to go up and talk to him, he'll definitely take a minute or two to talk to you. You know, I seen him in the bank just yesterday. I took him couple minutes to talk to him, see how he's doing. You know, he's just another guy, just like all the rest of us, you know, just another local guy. But that's what we need right now. That's what we need.
I agree with the guy that called, you know, it's who you surround yourself with. And I believe that the type of administration that he would have would be, you know, some really good ideas, you know, really move forward thinking people. You know, I know that he's looking at wastewater management, which is something that we haven't talked about yet that much, but it is a huge issue, you know, and roads, you know, as well as, you know, other things that are his main agendas. So, you know, I would think that he would have a really great cabinet of people. There's a lot of really smart people in the community to choose from for these different positions.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Yes. So I just wanted to make that addition to the conversation at hand.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
Okay. Kahuliho.
Aloha.
Well, I'm definitely excited to. I think one of the biggest things about when someone else runs for office that has different perspective on things is the debates and bringing all these issues to the forefront. Because, you know, it seems like a lot of these last elections, there hasn't been anybody running against anybody.
Nope.
It's just one person up, and you go to the ballot, and there's one person to vote for office.
Yeah.
And so just the race itself is what I find is going to be really fascinating. And already you're starting to hear about all these issues that haven't really been brought up.
Political debates, that just sounds fun.
So we'll be broadcasting next Wednesday from 6 to 9 here at your community radio station. We'll be broadcasting live from the Kauai, I call it the Peace Memorial, Kauai War Memorial Convention Hall. The mayor candidates will be having a debate, and also for county council. Tonight at 6 o'clock, we're going live also to the Kauai War Memorial Convention Hall for the Senate political forum with two different, one senator and one congresswoman who are running for Senate, and that's coming up at 6.
Nice. Well,
thanks for all the calls.
I know, seriously.
It's really good.
Got about another 15 minutes, so let's finish it up strong. But in the meantime, until we got another caller, I just want to talk about one of the other callers when they called and talked about change and how does change actually take effect. And she was talking about the 51st percentage. And that's when the whole kind of crowd of people move, crowd of deer. So she was using it as an example. And I want to know, how do you get to the people that have been here for a long time, like the elders of our community that just don't care anymore to a certain point? They don't want to get involved. They don't want to hear the ruckus of what's going on. They just want to enjoy life and what's going on. But yet, they're still stuck with their old ideas, and they're ready to believe in them. So as it comes into political talk, you know, how do you talk to people that just have closed ears? Do you walk up to their house? Do you knock on their door and try to have a conversation? Do you take a letter or a DVD and do you put it in their mailbox, which I think is actually, isn't that illegal unless you go to the post office? So
yeah, I think so.
I mean, I'll break that law. But anyways, you know, how do you change someone's perspective when they have closed ears?
Mm.
You know, how do you do that when they won't leave their house and they won't listen to anybody?
Mm.
That's an interesting, I'm just wondering, how do you do it? Maybe a caller can call in and answer that question for me, because I want to change some people's perspectives that have closed ears and don't want to listen to what's happening in the future, because, you know, they've lived in the past and they're having happy memories and they just want to finish it that way. But, you know, we need everybody's help to make a change. As you said, you know, to move the pack, we need to get to that 51st percent.
Yeah. And that's completely why you're here, and I just wanted to praise you for a second, Eric, for coming in and volunteering your time here at this community radio station, and it's great to see someone as yourself that is motivated to try to get ideas and change and out there, and thanks for being here. It's refreshing to have you here at the radio station.
Yeah, I used to be always described as a young kid on the radio, and I'm 24, so
right.
Leave me alone. I'm not a young kid anymore.
Yeah, right.
No, but I'm just joking. I'm very young for most listeners out there, but appreciate all the people listening and calling in.
That's something that I've really noticed with Dustin also running, is a lot of a younger folks, people getting involved in politics that I didn't really notice in the past so much. The youth finally actually feeling like they can get involved and make a difference, which is exciting. Exciting. Change is exciting. All right, caller, you're on the air. Are you there?
Yeah. I just got in 20 minutes ago and just heard little bits and pieces of your day show.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently there's some buzz about the fact that Mr. Barca has no experience. there's like doubts that he could run the county. Is that been kind of along the show today?
We had a couple callers that kind of brought that up,
but
also callers that were saying that, you know, it's who he surrounds himself with. And
exactly. Yeah. I mean, the last time I checked, there were two requirements to be mayor. You had to be a certain age,
mm-hmm.
and you had to be a U.S. citizen.
Mm-hmm.
I think you had to be a resident of this state. That may be the third one. And as far as I know, that's it. You know, there's no requirement that you have a college degree on governing.
What? You don't need a master's degree?
So anyway, you know, surround yourself with good people. people who have been around the block and can at least, you know, give you guidance. It's not brain surgery. I hope that we have someone who has no experience in running the government,
right,
as opposed to all the old boys who have been running us into the ground over these last many decades.
I love it.
So, all the best of luck to Mr. Barca. So far, I'm voting for him. He hasn't said anything that has turned me off. And so I'm looking forward to this year's election. It's going to be maybe the most interesting one Kauai's ever had.
Mm. Yeah, feel that too.
All right, thanks for your time.
Thanks for your call.
Aloha, thank you so much. Aloha caller, you are on the air.
Hi, aloha, thank you. Yes, I'm all for Barca and Barca's Ohana. And, it only takes one person to get out on the road with a Barca sign. And if you want to do something for the Barca campaign, get one sign and go stand on the road and wave, you know, let people know you're there. And, there's plenty that we can do, door to door, and they need help. And another thing, I know there's plenty young kids that are tweeting about Barca, and also First Saturday's coming up, and they're going to be back down there in Kapa'a Town registering people for votes, to vote, and you could pick up stickers and signs down there.
So where is this going to be? Can you repeat that? Because I have a lot of young friends that were saying that they wanted signs, and they just didn't know where to get them.
Well, the First Saturday down in Kapa'a.
Uh-huh.
That's coming up, right?
Yeah.
We're into a new month. And the Barca campaign is going to be right across. It's going to be by Hawaii Life.
Can you repeat that? You kind of blanked out for a second. Where is it going to be?
Right across from the East Side Restaurant down in Old Kapa'a Town.
All right, right in the center of Old Kapa'a.
Yeah, they're going to have about three tables up there to register people to vote, and I'm sure they're going to have all kinds of stickers and signs, for people to pick up, and you can sign up to help out. And I encourage all the young kids to get on down there.
Yeah, definitely. It's hard.
And they
to,
have yeah, and it, they have a phone number you can call. On his sticker, it has their website and their home phone. Their phone number, and they get back with you. They have gotten back with me every time. They've arranged for me to pick up banners and signs. And on Thursday, they're going to be going around in Wailua, door to door up here in Wailua, campaigning. So.
Nice.
There's plenty to be done, and you can get out there and do it. Make a difference.
Definitely.
Beautiful.
Definitely.
Thank you for your call.
Yeah, and all the blessings to that beautiful family to stand up and take that commitment. That is so huge, and what a huge step for this island. We are so lucky to have this man and this beautiful family to stand up to the plate. So mahalo nui.
All right.
Hey, mahalo for calling. Thank you.
Welcome.
Well, thank you for all the calls. We're going to sign off just a little earlier. I got to run the county council report, and then we got to go live direct to the Kauai War Memorial Convention Hall for the U.S. Senate Political Forum at 6 o'clock. We have Jonathan Jay, who's doing the live, got the equipment set up there, and we'll be going live. So we will not have the jazz program on tonight. We're going to go live to the political forum there, which we'll be doing next Wednesday also. For the mayor, the candidates running for mayor, and also county council. That'll be next Wednesday from 6 to 9. And then the following week will be from the Waimea Theater, also for county council. I'm going to take one last call here.
One last call, really quick, before we end the show. Aloha.
Oh, turn on your radio.
Hi,
yep.
Yeah, we're about to end the show, so you're the last caller.
Yeah, I just heard about food.
What was that? Oh, come on, don't have bad service. Well, we can't hear you, so...
Wait, you there?
One, two, three, sorry, caller.
Okay. Anyway, thanks for being here, Eric.
Thank you for being here.
That was amazing. It was like 100 phone calls or something.
You know,
that was fantastic.
We did do a lot of phone calls, and it wasn't as crazy as I thought it might be. So thank you, callers.
It's great.
It was a great show. We appreciate all the knowledge, all the different perspectives, and there's a lot of aloha today. So thank you so much for making it smooth for us.
So thankful for this radio station. We do this every Tuesday and Thursday from 4 to 6. We have call-in, your call-ins, Tuesday 4 to 6. And Thursdays from 4 to 6 in the afternoon. And but you guys make it happen. So thank you for all the calls.
All right. Well, we're going to sign out, you guys. So thank you so much for a wonderful show. And catch us next week, Tuesdays from 4 to 6, Kauai Soapbox Live.
All right. County Council Report.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Aloha. I'm John Gordon for KKCR News. Here's a County Council Report for the week of July 2nd. There will be a special council meeting Wednesday at 8:30 a.m. and a council committee meeting at 10 a.m. Both meetings will be in the council chambers in Lihue. Purpose of the special meeting is to conduct interviews. The first is for the Board of Ethics, and the candidate is Murray Tedelio, with the term ending on 12/31/2016. The second interview is for the Cost Control Commission, and the candidate is Jan Hasazumi, also for a term ending 12/31/2016. There will also be a non-public executive session. Purpose of the executive session is for the Office of the County Attorney to provide the Council with a briefing on 6 Equal Employment Opportunity Commission charges concerning the County of Kauai, Kauai Police Department, and related matters. This was deferred from June 18th. Here are some highlights from the 10 a.m. committee meeting agenda. The Planning Committee has a request from Ian Jung, Deputy County Attorney, requesting Council approval of grants of pedestrian and parking easements relating to Kiahuna Plantation Subdivision and Kiahuna Plantation Subdivision Phase 2. They also have on their agenda Bill 2461 Draft 1 for ordinance to amend the county code relating to the Comprehensive Zoning Ordinance. This is on amendments to the Shoreline Setback Ordinance and was deferred from June 4th. The Environmental Services Public Safety Community Assistance Committee has a request dated 5/23 from Councilmember Yukimura requesting a briefing from Peter Adler, Ph.D., on the final report of the Feral Cat Task Force, which was funded by a grant from the County of Kauai and addresses how Kauai's feral cat challenges can best be managed. The Public Works, Parks and Recreation Committee has on their agenda a March 5th request from Council Chair Fafaro requesting the county engineer provide an update on the Ala Kalanaka Malka Street off-site drainage area and the efforts of the Department of Public requesting agenda time for a discussion with the county attorney and director of Parks and Recreation on the effects of the upcoming shearwater fledgling season on the evening football games. Committee of the Whole has on their agenda resolution number 2014-22 proposing a charter amendment relating to the Code of Ethics. For more information, visit the county's website at www.kauai.gov. Until next week, I'm John Gordon for KKCR News. Aloha.
Thank you, John. I'd like to tell you that this KKCR program is made possible by listeners like you in partnership with Kauai Coffee Company, the Dolphin Restaurant Market and Sushi Lounge, Komoa Ukulele and Tiki Niki.
Kauai Coffee, 100% pure Hawaiian, single-origin, GMO-free coffee. Grown and roasted here on the Garden Island, at retail locations island-wide on all the Hawaiian Islands, and at our estate on Highway 540 between Kalaheo and Ali'ali, where walking tours and coffee tasting are also available. More information and ordering online at kauaicoffee.com.
The Dolphin Restaurant Fish Market and Sushi Lounge in Hanalei and Poipu. Local gourmet sushi, fresh fish daily, steaks and seafood, and specialty cocktails. Dining on our lanai at the Poipu Restaurant with panoramic sunset and ocean views. The Dolphin Restaurant Fish Market and Sushi Lounge. Information online at thedolphinkauai.com.
Kamoa Ukulele Company, dedicated to building high-quality bell tone instruments. Built with a one-player-at-a-time philosophy. Whether you're a true beginner or ukulele master, there's a tailored Kamoa experience for you. From student models up to custom masterpieces, Kamoa Ukulele Company, a family-owned business, supports KKCR. More information at 652-9999 or online at kamoaukulelecompany.com. Tiki Iniki is now open for lunch, happy hour, dinner, and late-night dining, 11:30 a.m. to midnight. In the Princeville Center, Tiki Iniki, farm and boat-to-table fine dining in a wild setting. For reservations, 431-4242.
Mahalo for supporting Kauai Community Radio. And now to the Kauai.